Welcome to it. If you just tuned in, Travis is still in studio with me, the bartender of the year. Does that ever get, you know?
No, it never gets old. I enjoy it very much, and you know, it's such a limited time, you know, so I'm that type of person that likes to enjoy the moment, you know, and I know that these moments are going to be not around forever, you know, so that makes me panic. So I like to take it, I like to take it in as much as I possibly can while it's still around, you know, so you can say that as much as you want.
Sweet man. Well, what were some of the, I guess, why were you chosen? Because, I mean, obviously bartending is an art form in and of itself, but what truly sets your bartending style apart?
Yeah, I mean, if I think about it now, I mean, I wasn't even nominated last year for Bartender of the Year, you know, and I didn't really expect to be because I hadn't done much damage in the calendar year throughout the year to prove that I was such. But this year, I really did think that I was in with a shout. I had won a very big competition called World Class, and I went overseas to compete in the global rendition to represent South Africa, where I came fifth, which was quite a big deal at the time. And because of these sort of performances, I thought that I would at least be nominated for the award, you know, and still have a good shot to win it. And, you know, as I say, you know, the year before, I didn't have such a great year. You know, I didn't really do any damage. But this year, I kind of hit my straps. I kind of sort of rediscovered what it was that I was doing well in previous years and what made me excel then. And, you know, I sort of was inspired by a younger bartender who actually didn't have any baggage with him at all. And I could see that he performed in a way that it was just himself. And he was giving the best versions of himself, you know, in the drinks. And I thought that I wanted to do that, but I had a lot of baggage and I had a lot of history and I had a lot of things attached to me. And I just, once I let that all go and I just decided that I was going to be the master of what I thought was good, what I thought was a good performance, then it really started to change for me, you know, and I really did well in this particular competition. And even now, if you catch me behind the bar, you'll see that I perform in this way, you know, and it's a very free way of being. And I think anybody who's in the performing arts, not that bartending is a performing art per se, but you can liken it to something like that. And anybody who's in that realm, maybe they get writer's block or maybe they get stuck in a role or something like that, you know, sometimes you just need something that will just break the shackles, you know, and set you free. And then that creative juice starts flowing again. And that's how I felt in this past year. Now, I just felt like there was a lot of creative juices. I knew I was focused. I knew that I could really come up with a concept and follow it through the way it resonated in my own mind. Because you always think of creative things, but you never really let it go to a point where you can deliver it the way you want to. And I found that this year I delivered everything the way that I wanted to, you know, and then winning was just a bonus, you know. Even if I didn't win, it would still have been a great year for me, just for my own personal feelings and my own journey. But the fact that I did win and then I was awarded after that just is like, you know, the cherry on top of all of that process.
Fantastic, man. But clearly there has been mishaps to becoming the best bartender.
Too many. Too many.
Fantastic, man. Well, we need to chat about, I guess, some of the other winners of the night. It's not all about Travis.
Nope. Well, it is, but we can talk about other people.
Hello. What's the best bar in
South Africa,
in South
right,
Africa
now?
Right now? Yes.
Well, according to 150 of the people who have a valued opinion, they say that Cause and Effect, which is here in Cape Town, is the best cocktail bar. Last year, a lot of the award winners were Joburg-based, which was quite strange. But the way I see it is that sometimes there are particular people that are working in bars, and they will do well personally. And then the bars that they do or that they work in also do well. And I find the same for this year. You know, like if you look at like the newcomer of the year, works at Cause and Effect, the best bar team, Cause and Effect, the best cocktail bar, Cause and Effect, you know. So they've obviously got something there. It's like a culture that they are brewing, that they are developing there, that is sort of resonating through the entire staff portfolio. And then you see that where one succeeds, the other will succeed as well. And that's a natural thing. Like last year we saw it with Sin and Tax, which is a bar in Joburg. They won Bartender of the Year with Julian Short. You know, they won Best Bar Team as well, Cocktail Bar of the Year. So you can just see that once you hit your straps and you start doing well, everybody that is a proponent of you, they also do well in exactly the same way. So, I mean, I would say for me, possibly the biggest winner of the night was a girl named Cassandra. And she won Mentor of the Year. Cool. And I just thought it was so special. Like last year, when we did the awards, the main award where people sort of erupted with jubilation was the Brand Ambassador of the Year, where a guy by the name of Marzen Stradom won. And maybe it was just that, you know, people maybe didn't expect it, you know. And I think it was exactly the same for this year with Kaz. Nobody really expected her to win the Mentor of the Year. So when she was named it, you know, sort of like tear the roof off the CTICC, you know. And I just, you know, I love that. And I think maybe when people expect one thing and then the unexpected happens, you know, something special happens, you know. And so for me, I thought that she was the biggest winner, you know, of the night, purely because of the ovation and how happy people were for her. You know, I was nominated in that group as well. I lost, so I wasn't unbelievably happy. I was a little grumpy at first, but and you know, once the dust settles, you realize it's a fantastic result for her.
Fantastic, man. All of the winners are on TourishansVibeRadio.com. Go and have a look. Some of the pictures are up, looking suave.
You've got to wear a suit, you know. You've got to rock a suit every now and again. When you're bartending, you wear suits more than anything else,
Wowzers.
Actually. Yeah, my suit game is incredible.
Fantastic, man. Speaking of, do you bartend at any bars or hotels?
So we actually we run a mobile bartending company. Yeah, so, I mean, I'll be hired out to actually do private gigs. We hire other people out to do private gigs. But I don't actually have a residency where I will work a bar, but that is going to change in the very near future now because we're looking at opening our own bar.
Awesome.
We also had a pop-up bar on the waterfront called the Polynesian Pearl Diver, which was actually up for one of the awards, pop-up bar of the year. And there you could catch me all the time working behind the bar with another guy named Rudy, who works at House of Machines now. And House of Machines can be very proud of what they achieved. And they also won an award on the night, Best High Volume Cocktail Bar.
Uh-huh.
Also Cape Town based, you know. Yeah. So Cape Town seems to be rocking it right now. It was very Joburg dominated last year. And now Cape Town seems to be finding its own. And I'm really happy about that because I feel like Cape Town is the cocktail hub, you know.
True
like,
story.
It's almost like the primordial soup, you know, whatever we come out with here sort of makes its way
trickles
to the rest
down
of the
to
country. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before I let you go, cocktail for winter, what should we be drinking? Where should we be going? What's the deal?
You know, immediately people will think of making a warm drink.
True story.
Which is fine. I mean, I make a lot of warm drinks. I make a lot of toddies. Actually, I make a lot of hot toddies for my wife. She enjoys it where I mix whiskey and brandy, a peated whiskey, together with some honey and some lime and a little bit of Angostura bitters. Absolutely amazing drink, but very, very simple as well. But if you don't want to do a specifically a hot drink and maybe you want something cold, you can start with a drink which I really, really like called the Davy Jones's Locker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which
is a mouthful.
Yeah. It's got three different types of rum in it with the Jägermeister or some kind of Amaro, if you can get your hands on some Fernet, and then do so, with grape juice, lime juice, and cinnamon syrup. So it's like a very spicy, rummy, but also fruity with the sort of tropical grapefruit stuff. And it's not a warm drink, but it really warms you up, you know.
Ha.
Or anything with sherry. I mean, just throw sherry and then it becomes it warms you up from the inside anyway.
As my mouth starts to water. beautiful, man. Thank you so much for coming
through. Thanks for having me, Ron. I really appreciate it, man.
Sweet. As we look forward to 2020, how do people enter, I'm assuming? Or how does it work?
Unfortunately, you can't enter.
Okay.
So there's, as I say, there is...
a selection process.
A selection. So it's a database, let's call it that. And those are the people that will choose these things. They will nominate it. And so unfortunately, there's really no way of getting into it other than...
Your work speaking for itself.
Exactly. Your work's got to speak for yourself. And if it does, then you'll be nominated, no doubt.
Away. Thank you so much,
Away.
Buddy.
Take it easy.
Away. Here's DJ Mashefa featuring Zion with How Do You Feel?